This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Sunday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Of course, we'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss, and we've got all kinds of interesting news to bring up. We spent the first hour of the show talking about Monero, cryptocurrency, differences between Monero and Bitcoin. And so certainly you're still welcome to comment on cryptocurrency and things like that. But on the way here tonight, apparently antibacterial soaps are being banned in the United States. That was a shocker to me. We'll explain what's going on with that. You can, of course, bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. But, Mark, there's a story you've been itching to talk about here for a few days, and we just haven't had a chance to get it in. So let's do that one now. Since we were talking about the darknet in the last hour with the darknet marketplaces, you've got a story about the FBI and Playpen, which was the child pornography website that the FBI took over a year ago, a year and a half ago, for 2 weeks, and they actually operated a child porn site, they say, for the purposes of capturing people for using and distributing child pornography.
But that doesn't really change the fact that if distributing child pornography or looking at child pornography victimizes the victims of, you know, that were shown in these pictures, then the FBI did that.
That's usually the argument, because the argument that the federal prosecutors will make is that just the act of looking at child pornography victimizes children, even though, you know,
and it's, I mean, I can see where they're coming from, but they've also tried to make the argument that just the act of looking at cartoons drawn.
Have they made that argument?
Okay. Well, they went after that one guy for for Bart Simpson porn.
Was that in the U.S.? I don't remember that. Okay. I remember, I thought it was in Australia.
Anime. Well, maybe that one was in, but there was some guy who got in trouble for anime. I think he was
in
Oklahoma.
In the U.S., huh?
Yeah. So, you know, this has been done. The idea, really, what this is a witch hunt to try to find, let's find all them pedophiles. Mm. And, you know, who's a pedophile? People that, you know, look at cartoon porn? I don't know. It gets really weird when you're starting to do this. When you cease to look at the idea of where's the victim? Because that's really what this is about. Who's the victim? Okay. In child pornography, the person who was exploited and had their picture taken is the victim. Okay, fine.
Does that mean that you can exploit yourself by taking your own photo if you're a teenager?
Right. That's a great question.
Can you victimize yourself in that case? Because, you know, that would be considered child pornography. That is a selfie or what sexting is. So many of the teens and early people in their early 20s are doing to one another. If you're under the age of consent, if you're under the age of 18, then that is a crime. In fact, in New Hampshire, the age of consent is different from the age of the ability to be naked in a photograph. So you can be 16 in New Hampshire and legally have sex. But if you photograph it, then you're a child pornographer.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird stuff. So at this point, the FBI, and nobody's disputing that, the FBI is a bunch of child pornographers and are exploiting children. I mean, I don't know how you...
They're exploiting children for the purposes of making arrests for people that they claim are exploiting children. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy situation.
But I think everybody would claim that the distribution of child porn is a greater crime, if it's a crime,
than looking at of...
than the viewing of child porn.
Yeah.
So they are acting as essentially the drug distributor in order to catch the users.
That's
and
correct.
That is... I'm sorry. I don't want my government doing this. And it's just one more example of how... Hey, it's not your government. It's not a government of the people. It's a government of the child pornographers.
Well, and one of the more disturbing
prosecutors.
One of the more disturbing parts about this Playpen case is that they have apparently broken the privacy of Tor somehow. Now, Tor is the anonymous browser for the internet. It's a protocol, and there's a browser that called the Tor browser that works on Tor, and it purportedly makes your web surfing anonymous. It allows for websites to be hidden that are not available on the regular web.
That's right. I had never heard of the site until the case came out, right?
That's why they call it the dark web. And but apparently there's some sort of flaw, perhaps, in the Firefox browser that is allowing the FBI to reveal people's IP address information and information about their computers. That's all we know so far about how they have managed to arrest over, I believe now, 170 or 180 people in this investigation and uncover over 1,300 IP addresses.
Now, they raided Free Talk Live's studios.
They did, yeah,
for this,
earlier this year.
Supposedly for being some kind of involvement, somebody using the router. I'm not entirely sure, because they haven't charged
anybody.
No
one's been charged. They have taken dozens of pieces of computer equipment, and so far they have returned my video camera.
Yeah, they've returned some equipment, but at this point they've said nothing. They've charged no one. We know nothing. It was a sealed document. We just don't know anything. It's
right.
Very weird stuff. But I think that this...
But we do know about the other cases that they have brought criminal charges against.
We can read, and that's interestingly, we got raided 6 days after reporting that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is purveying in child porn. So you can develop your conspiracy theory. I'm developing one. I can tell you that. But then again, you know, when people tend to develop conspiracy theories when they're threatened. So I want to look at this, and this helps me with my conspiracy theory. It says membership on the largest dark web child pornography site rose by a third and ran much better while it was operated secretly by the FBI. One defense.
What's the source on this?
Lawyer. This is RT.com.
Okay.
One defense lawyer in the Playpen case has argued, seeking to have the charges dismissed. After taking control of Playpen on February the 2015, the FBI continued to operate the child pornography website for 2 more weeks, seeking to infect users' computers with malware. Over 4,000 computers worldwide were hacked in this fashion, and 186 people out of the 4,000 were charged. A defense attorney for one of them is now saying the FBI did a better job of running the site than apparently the pedophile that was running it. Stephen Chase, the original administrator of Playpen, is accused of participating in a child exploitation enterprise. His attorney is seeking to have the case dismissed due to outrageous government conduct.
This is interesting. I've never heard this particular motion to dismiss, that the government has, that this case should be thrown out because of the government being outrageous. It's an interesting allegation. There is a response, by the way, to this. I don't know if you'd seen that update, Mark, because this story is probably a week old or so at this point. But the response from the FBI is that we didn't do that.
Well, what didn't they do?
They claim they did nothing to increase the speed of the website. They claim it was just the network conditions on Tor just magically happened to improve in the time
like
frame.
Like 5 times better.
Yeah, in the time frame in which they were running the site. They claim they had nothing to do with it.
Let's hear this. The FBI distributed child pornography to viewers and downloaders.
That much they did.
Worldwide
they did
for nearly 2 weeks until at least March the 4th, 2015, even working to improve the performance of the website beyond its original capability.
There's no proof for that, and I think that's why the FBI is saying we didn't do that. How would they be able to prove that? But you can prove that the FBI ran the site, because they admit to that, and that means that there were hundreds of thousands or whatever, however many tens of thousands of images or videos distributed to whoever knows how many thousands of users during that time frame.
Well,
so there's no doubt that they participated.
According to the lawyer, as a result, the number of visitors to Playpen while it was under government control increased from an average of 11,000 weekly visitors to approximately 50,000 per week. That is nearly a quintupling.
Yeah.
That's an incredible number. Now, here's my conspiracy theory on this, and it's just a theory. I am not alleging this is fact or whatever, but wouldn't it be interesting? I know that there's hackers out there that create programs that cause people's computers to do things while they're not on the computer, right? It looks like you're operating the computer. I mean, they're used often in these DDoS attacks, low orbit ion cannon or something. They'll get people, these zombies is what they call these computers that are being operated.
DDoS. Denial of service.
Yeah.
Distributed denial of service.
They will be operated, usually while the person's not around, by a virus that takes control of the computer. Now, could they not? Could the Federal Bureau of Investigations not create a virus that takes people to a website?
I could, but I mean, it's probably not the likely story.
It's,
I mean,
not likely they would run a child pornography ring.
Well, apparently it is likely. They did it.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So if they're willing to run a child pornography website, then are they willing to, I don't know, take out
people up? Okay.
Are there 10,000 people in America that the FBI would like to?
Well, then if that's what they did, then why didn't they make 4,000 arrests instead of 180?
Because they got their thumb on them to get the information that they want to get them to do what they want them to do, to get them to shut up or get them to do something. Maybe they don't intend to use it because that would be immoral, but they certainly wouldn't mind having a little leverage on
somebody. The FBI doesn't mind doing immoral things, obviously. They've distributed a bunch of hardcore child pornography. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know what? I want you to concentrate tonight when you go to bed on the position of your head and neck, because in many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Now, I've been sleeping with it for a few months now, as have you, Mark,
yep.
Daryl, and we all love it. If you want to try it out for yourself, we've got a deal for you. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get one at half off or two for the price of one, up to you, over at MyPillow.com. Plus, you can wash and dry this pillow. Throw it in the washer, put it in the dryer. That's not a problem. It's designed for that. Very, very cool. So, MyPillow.com, 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, you've got plenty of time
to
try it out.
It's the best pillow I've ever used.
Yeah. You've got plenty of time to test it out, and if you don't like it, you can send it back to them. Plus, there's a 10-year warranty on the product as well. It's MyPillow.com with code FTL. We can talk a little bit more about the FBI actually basically distributing child pornography, allowing to be distributed, not putting a stop to, because they could have. They took down a child porn site. They took down the operator of a child porn site on the dark net, and they could have shut it down there, but they decided, no, we want to keep distributing however many tens of thousands. You had the numbers of at least 48,000 photos here, according to Reason.com, 200 videos and tens of thousands of links. So they definitely distributed child pornography in order to supposedly bust people for looking at it, which this attorney, it's actually the attorney of the guy who was allegedly running the site, apparently, which is the first I've actually heard about his case,
yeah.
Is saying this is outrageous conduct on the part of the state, therefore the charges should be dismissed. Now, I suspect that's not going to be a successful attempt on, most of the motions to dismiss will be denied. I suspect this will probably be denied, but it will be interesting to read the judge's rationale for denying that, because it's clearly pretty outrageous conduct. If you're starting to give away heroin to people or sell heroin to people and then people die because they overdosed on that heroin, that's pretty much inappropriate for police to be doing that kind of thing, isn't
right.
it?
Well, this would be the step down that trail, right? So they run the website, and they run it much better. It runs more smoothly.
They're denying. They claim they didn't change anything.
Well, according to the reports here, is that they went from 11,000 weekly viewers to 50,000.
Yeah. And didn't they start running the server from their facility?
Right. And then that's obvious, right? Like, some guy running a server from his house is not going to run as well as the FBI running the child pornography service from Quantico.
Well, we don't know. I haven't read enough of the case to know where the server was being run, but it's unlikely it was being run out of the guy's house.
Well, it was supposedly up and down on a regular basis,
okay,
according to the reports here. And that's the difficulty. We wouldn't be having this conversation if the Federal Bureau of Investigations didn't run a child pornography website.
Right.
And that's what sort of all of these problems stem from. In a democracy or a republic or whatever terminology you wish, the idea is that you have some kind of control, some checks and balances. This is a policing organization that is out of control if they're actually running a child pornography website. The idea is that you victimize these victims, so the kids that were exploited here. Every time you look at these pictures, every time you distribute these pictures.
Reason.com comments on that in their version of this story you read from RT. They say the argument is one of the main rationales for punishing mere possession of child pornography, which under federal law and the laws of some states can be treated more harshly than violent crimes and more harshly than actual abuse of children. The penalty structure is obviously irrational unless you believe that serious harm is inflicted every time someone looks at the image of a child's sexual abuse. In that case, a large enough collection of images could equal or even surpass the harm done by a single child rape, so it would make sense to impose a life sentence on someone who's done nothing but look at pictures. This is the madness of the federal government.
That's the idea. Yeah,
says the author at, I think it's Jacob Solem over at Reason.com, I don't buy that either. He says, but federal prosecutors supposedly do, and here they are are bringing cases that by their own lights required the FBI to victimize children thousands of times. Each time the FBI distributed an image, it committed a federal crime that is punishable by a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years and a maximum sentence of 20 years.
I can't imagine how many years they're guilty, you know, that they'd get if they were found guilty, which, of course, they are guilty.
48,000 photos, according to this, this claim.
Everybody who works for the FBI getting a life sentence.
So did the person who received the image, which in the internet context is the same as looking at it, if such app or excuse me, so did, anyway, if such actions merit criminal punishment because they're inherently harmful, then there's no logical reason why the agents who ran the Playpen site should escape the penalties that they want to impose on the people who visited the site.
Right, and Reason Magazine is great for this stuff. They just break it down using logic.
But the fact is there's exemptions in the law for law enforcement officers. A law enforcement officer can lie to you. A law enforcement officer can look at these images legally. And for them, it's okay.
Well, the real danger with
child
pornography, and this was predicted long ago, was that if they wanted to take Free Talk Live down, they'll do what they've done to other people in the liberty sphere, and they'll plant child pornography on their computer. Because child pornography is different. If the FBI wanted to plant a fully automatic weapon in this house, they'd have to sneak in and do it. Mm-hmm. Child pornography, not so much. They can just
sneak in the back door.
Yeah, just computers and whatever and zip, zap, and that's it. And so, you know, that was a prediction that was made long ago, and it's possible that it's coming to fruition. I don't know the answer. We don't know anything, but I gotta say, I feel very threatened, and I have no knowledge of sort of what occurred, and all I can see is that the Federal Bureau of Investigations has admitted to running child pornography websites, and strangely,
this isn't the first one.
There's five times as many visitors as there was the week before they took over, and that is suspicious to me.
In a 2002 New York University Law Review article, Howard Anglin argued that victims of child pornographers have legal grounds to sue FBI agents who mail images of them to targets of undercover investigations. If, as courts have held, the children depicted in child pornography are victimized anew each time it changes hands, this practice inflicts further injuries on the children portrayed in the images,
right.
He wrote. The practice of distributing child pornography in undercover operations exposes federal agents to potential civil liability and undermines the integrity of the criminal justice
system. And by the way, if you liked looking at child pornography, where would you want to go work?
The FBI.
Right, the FBI's Division of Child Pornography, whatevers. I mean, this is really dangerous stuff. You shouldn't be exposing people to that because, well, then that's what you're going to attract.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, watching this has been very interesting. There has been a consortium of attorneys that have gotten together because there's these 180 cases out there.
It seems like they're going to slam this to the mat.
Well, so far the FBI has already lost one of the cases. I think they're appealing it, but they lost because they would not turn over the code of their crack of whatever it was, the malware that they used to reveal people's IP addresses from the Tor system, because they don't want to reveal their secret. So because they weren't willing to reveal their secret as part of discovery in the case, the judge threw the case out.
Hmm.
So there's a bunch of real weaknesses to their case, and well, whether their appeals will end up holding up, we've yet to see. We've yet to see an appeals case go through on this yet. So that's happening. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Antibacterial soap ban.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. You can join us there and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. The Skype username is lrn.fm. To the phones and the fun. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Make election day like a holiday, and you know, have nobody work even like a day before and the election day. Why not? You know, why does it have to
What if I want to work? What if I want to work on election day? Can I do that?
Well, I don't know about that, but it should be like
no, because you also want to coerce people into voting, don't you?
Well, I don't. You know what? I just want to make it easy for them. You know, a lot of people can't vote.
Most people can get out of work to go and vote.
Most employers will let you do that. But one of the difficulties is that, people eat, whether it's election day or not. They're going to use gasoline. They're going to do a variety of things.
They're going to use gas to get to the polls.
All the gas stations shut down because those gas stations are run by people. Do you want every restaurant shut down? Do you want the grocery stores shut down? All these places I've mentioned.
Our election is so important, all commerce must halt.
Now, I can say that what's interesting is rather than make a holiday, why not just use that two-day period where the vast majority of people don't work already? We call it Saturday and Sunday. And, move elections from Tuesday to Sunday, and then you have the period of time before elections that most people are off. And, you know, just the riffraff have to work like people on Free Talk Live.
Well, here's the thing is that they had it at Tuesday, like since 1776, when we had the 13 colonies. But why? You know, nobody questions. We've only been doing this for 300 years.
Well, I agree with that. You should question things that have always been a certain way. I mean, it's always good to question the status quo. So I think that, you know, we could come to an agreement that maybe there could be a better day for voting. But to force people to not work on a voting day is anathema to freedom. I mean, but I should be able to work if I want to.
When you say you want to work if you want to, but the thing is if your employer wants you to work and you choose not to, then you're going to feel the pressure from the employer. You're going to get fired, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's
why they have absentee ballots. So if you feel like you can't ask for time off, or your employer just, you know, is somebody who's not going to let you take an hour out to go and vote or something like that, then you just fill out the absentee ballot request or call them up and get them to send you one.
Absentee ballots are just things to make people feel better about their voting experience. I don't imagine for a second those things get included. That's just my belief. How do I know?
Well, you don't even know your other votes are included either. So
I put them in a large wooden box, and you can watch it from the time you put it in there to the time it gets counted in my town.
That's true.
Have a Danish, they have them serve us Danish butter cookies and some coffee.
That's a problem.
Who's going to pay for those?
But here's the thing. Yeah, that's a good question. Who would pay for it, Sarah?
Is it Alcoholics Anonymous? They're going to be there handing it out?
You know, why not the government? Why not? They blow
the government.
That's where we disagree.
The government is me, Sarah.
No,
you want
not.
Me to pay
you're
for
not
your
the
cookies?
Government.
The government steals my money to pay for her stinking cookies.
That's true, and that's what you're saying. When you say you want the government to do it, you're saying you want stolen money to be used to give people cookies. And I got to disagree with that. But I can tell you that I think that cookies at a voting location are a fine idea.
Yeah, bring them yourself.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, at Ward 4, where I go to vote, and I'm frequently seen doing exit polling for the Keene Liberty Alliance, at Ward 4, I stand there, and it's cold, because here in New Hampshire, by the time voting rolls around in November, it's probably going to be cold during the daytime. So there's always a tent that has been set up by like a local... some sort of club of young people and their mothers, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know which club it is. One of those, you know, one of those active groups, 4-H or something.
Oh, you know,
like
get
that.
Out the vote.
It's not get out the vote. It's another organization.
Get out the vote's just a bunch of Democrats.
Just some kids and their parents that, you know, made some chili, and they've got a hot, you know, you can get a hot cup of chili for a few bucks, or buy some. There are cookies and other baked goods that are there, and of course the
my God, you have to pay for the cookies.
The proceeds go to a good cause. It goes to whatever local charity
it's is. It's a good cause to give away cookies.
Well, then, Sarah, I think you should pay for the damn cookies. Thanks for the call tonight. but my point is that that happens. You know, I can get cookies during voting day. It's pretty nice, actually.
Yep.
I like that. I prefer the chili, though, because I'm usually out there working and it's cold.
Sure.
And that's a nice way to warm the old hands up. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of hands... Well, coming up as of like now, apparently, through the next year, you're going to see antibacterial soaps disappearing from store shelves.
What?
Yeah, this
was the thing you were supposed to have like 10 years ago.
I was shocked by the decision here by the Food and Drug Administration. You know them. They know everything. And they will tell you how you should live and what products you should be able to sell or not. Story from TheGuardian.com, and there are several stories about this everywhere. Antibacterial soaps have been banned from the U.S. marketplace. Not just we recommend against this, but this is a banned product now. Mm-hmm. On Friday, in a final ruling by the Food and Drug Administration, which said manufacturers had failed to prove the cleansers were safe or more effective than normal products. Dr. Janet Woodcock.
So you can't sell the product... Hold on. If it's if it's not any more effective, then what difference does it make? If I say,
well, there are apparently some concerns about using antibacterial soaps. Dr. Janet Woodcock, director of the FDA Center for Evaluation and Research, said that certain antimicrobial soaps may not actually serve any health benefits at all. Quote, consumers may think antibacterial washes are more effective at preventing the spread of germs, but we have no scientific evidence that they are any better than plain soap and water, she said in a statement. In fact,
plain soap and water is pretty darn effective.
In fact, some data suggests that antibacterial ingredients may do more harm than good over the long term. Manufacturers had failed to show either the safety of long-term daily use or that the products were, quote, more effective than plain soap and water in preventing illness and the spread of certain infections.
Hmm.
Quote, the new federal rule applies to any soap or antiseptic product that has one or more of 19 chemical compounds, including triclocarbon, which is found in bar soaps, and triclosan, which is often found in liquid soaps. I've seen that on the active ingredients before.
I'll take your word for it.
It does not affect alcohol-based hand sanitizers and wipes, which the FDA is still investigating, or certain healthcare products meant specifically for clinical settings.
Where would we be without the FDA?
The FDA has given manufacturers 1 year to change their products or pull them off the shelves. So obviously, the whatever risks there are from this product, I mean, she suggests that, she says, some data suggests. Now, that is not a firm statement.
That ain't science.
There's some data that suggests that some of these ingredients may do more harm than good over the long term, she says. So, obviously, whatever the suggested harm is here, whatever limited suggestion of harm there is, isn't serious enough to say, my God, get these products off the shelves now!
Right.
Because they've got a full year to comply with this.
Uh-huh.
The FDA first proposed a rule about the chemicals in 2013 following research that they might affect human hormones or change natural resistance to bacteria. The agency requested research from the producers.
I've certainly heard that, which is that the antibiotics are so prevalent in our lives that it's causing bacteria
to develop immunities.
Yeah, develop immunities and turn into super bugs and all that sort of thing.
The agency requested research from the producers to back up their health claims, but in the 3 years since has found that the data is lacking or their requests have been ignored. Triclosan has been proven effective at killing bacteria if used at sustained length, far longer than the few seconds most people spend washing their hands, and was once only found in healthcare settings. Recent studies have linked triclosan to a series of disruptions in human and animal health. A University of Chicago study that was released in July found that triclosan changed the microbiome inside human guts, and its researchers suggested that exposure could damage developing fetuses. A study from earlier this year found that overuse could be contributing to antibiotic resistance, and a 2015 study found that antibacterial formulas were not more effective than soap and water. Your thoughts on this are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Did the market make a mistake here? Do we need to have the government to determine what kind of soap we can put on our hands? Because that's what's happening. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And how is it that you can get triclosan inside your guts from washing your hands? That's what I'd like to know.
Eat with your fingers?
Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. You may take control of the airwaves. Did you wash your hands first, though, before you dialed the phone? Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I'm not one of these germaphobes or anything like that, but I've used the antibacterial soaps just because that's what there is. Like
10 years ago, this was the thing you had to have. I mean,
was it?
That was the idea. You had to have the antibacterial soap. You wouldn't want a regular soap. I think you had to look for it. Now
I like the foamy stuff. Can they make the foamy soap without the antibacterial? I presume they can.
I know they can because my wife is against this antibacterial.
Oh, so she's one of these.
Well, she wouldn't choose to legislate it, she's against it.
Now, what are her reasons for it?
Because of what it does sort of on a global scale. It increases the bacteria's immunity to whatever the stuff is, or that kind of thing.
The claim here is that a study found that overuse of triclosan, whatever that means, is someone who's overusing it, one of the obsessive compulsive people who's washing 100 times a day or 20 times a day or whatever, what does it mean to overuse? But anyway, it could be contributing, they say, to antibiotic resistance. They also say that triclosan changes the microbiome inside human guts, and research suggested that exposure could damage developing fetuses.
And that's when she stopped using it. Before she got pregnant, she decided, none of this in the house. Mm. And so we don't have it.
She's got the foamy pump stuff that's not...
Yeah, we've got the foamy pump stuff.
Oh, good. I love the foamy.
She has some foamy pump stuff that she adds, like, her essential oils or something to, and it smells very nice. Grapefruit or something. I don't know. I'm well taken care of. I may not know what the hell's going on as far as the soap and the toilet paper and these sorts of things, but I must say it's all taken care of quite well. So I tend to agree with her because she spent a little bit of time on this, and but at the same time, and so I tend to agree with this ruling, except for the fact that it's forcing people to do something.
Right, there will likely be some sort of penalty for any company that does not phase its product off the shelves or change the formula.
Right, so, I mean, this is... If the antibacterial stuff is really just marketing and actually might be harmful on a global scale, I wonder how the free market deals with that. Because companies are always trying to add... Remember when Certs had Retsin?
They don't anymore?
I don't know. I haven't had... do Certs even exist?
Well, if I know.
What was that stuff that... Tecraline that they were putting in...
Tecron?
Tecron yeah. That, in Chevron gas? I mean...
Rename that BS.
Every gasoline has some kind of cleansers in there, yeah. But it's Tecron.
Marketing. You know, marketing speak.
Right, that sort of thing. So, I mean, if these antibacterial things, the addition of them are simply to sell soap and to give a leg up on the competition, I get why they would choose to do it, but it may have...
Well, this is why we need organizations like Consumer Reports, companies that do independent studies, and they look at the quality of products and the claims that are made, and then they put that information out there. Now, of course, the people who are the do-gooders are willing to use the threat of force to do what they believe is good. They don't think that's good enough. They say, well, you know, Consumer Reports may find out about what the truth is about this item, but that doesn't mean they can effectively propagate it or, you know, make sure that people follow their advice. So that's where they see the value of the government, is that they will put a gun in somebody's face and say, hey, you know, this stuff could be bad.
I can see the value.
Don't we need that, Mark?
In this circumstance. Do we need it? I think that this is one of the areas where, like, everybody's all about, you know, we need the government out of our lives except these areas. This is one of these areas that you've got my attention on. I think that the government can be far more efficient in weeding out people's, their propensity to want this better product. So if you've got the choice between regular soap and antibacterial soap sitting on the shelf, and you're a regularly informed consumer, not a well-informed consumer, just a regular one, which one are you going to choose if the price point's the same? Or a few
choose the antibacterial.
Right. It's because it's got a bonus feature.
Yeah.
Well, what if that feature is in fact harmful to the biome or whatever the hell it is? And I don't know the answers, but it seems plausible to me. So, you know, just saying to companies, look, you got a year to get this crap off the shelves. I don't think it's the worst and most tyrannical thing a government has ever done.
Well, all government programs are backed by the threat of force.
Sure.
There's going to be men with guns that show up if they don't do what they say. Yeah, it's not a suggestion.
Agreed. It is absolutely a threat, but it's a very mild threat. It's a do this in a year, which shouldn't cost you anything threat. And it's not like this is going to be Pol Pot's killing fields, right?
Well, that's because business people are obedient and they'll do what they're told.
Soap executives out and kneeling them down and shooting
them. Businesses are obedient and they'll do what they're told.
Sure.
If there was an executive who said, you know what, we have the right to sell whatever it is we want to, this is the land of the free, then there would be men with guns who would show up and force him to kneel.
Well, the executive is selling soap not because he actually believes the antibacterial stuff works, but in all likelihood...
I bet many of them do believe it.
But in likelihood, he's selling it because it sells more bottles of soap for him. And that's the difficulty when you get into these situations. It was actually the tobacco companies that caused that set the rules so that tobacco companies couldn't advertise on radio or television back in 1971 or whatever that was set. They conspired to do that, and the reason was, is look... if we all just call a truce here for a second, then we won't have to spend all this money on radio and television advertising. And that was a benefit to them. In this case, you know, it could very well be the soap companies conspiring to do this. I don't know the answer.
That seems, you know, like
again,
a stretch.
I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I can tell you that the...
But I know the answer isn't force, Mark, and I'm not going to allow the... idea that maybe the government got something right. You know, maybe they're right about this. We don't know. The lady isn't really saying here, Dr. Woodcock, Janet Woodcock, you know, she's saying that there's some evidence, some data suggests that these ingredients may do more harm than good over the long term. A suggestion of some data suggesting is not, you know, this is the confirmed truth. We know. Multiple scientific studies have confirmed the truth about this that we now know. I'm not willing to use the violence of the state or the threat of violence to change the marketplace. We need to use voluntary methods of persuasion to persuade companies to not carry products that are not good for people. I mean, I don't know if a company like Whole Foods would carry this product, for instance.
I think there are some examples out there of, say, pesticides that have been outlawed in the past.
DDT.
Right. So you can look at the pluses and the minuses.
Which has been hugely helpful in a lot of developing nations.
Right. Well, DDT, is how many people have died of malaria because of the outlawing of DDT? We don't know the answer to that. But you also
some have.
Some have. But you also don't know how many millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions, billions of bees have been saved around the world because of the outlawing of DDT. You can't answer that. And that's sort of one of the difficulties in these circumstances.
I'm not going to let fear take me into the advocacy of force against my neighbors. Let's go to Chandler.
What if my bees die because you spray DDT?
Listening, well, then go ahead and sue me. Chandler in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Chandler. Go ahead.
So, Trump allegedly asked why we can't use nukes 3 times. He later denied that, but that's still a scary thought. And
he later what? Oh, he denied it?
I think what he said is, why do we have them if we don't use them? I think is what the question he had.
And he asked the question. Clinton just recently threatened war with Russia over the, she thinks that it had something to do with email leaks or something. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that. And I'm just wondering if you guys think that these people are crazy enough to get us into a nuclear war.
Yes. Yeah, they are crazy. I mean, these people are psychopaths. They are sociopaths. They're willing to put people's lives on the line in order to aggregate more power to them. So whether it would become nuclear or not, I don't know, because they generally don't want to put themselves in harm's way, but they certainly will move people towards the direction of more war, and the more war we have, the closer we get to somebody dropping a nuclear weapon. So I wouldn't say that would be something they would start with, but they might finish with that, as we saw with World War II. It wasn't a nuclear weapon, but it was an atomic weapon, and it was devastating, and that could be used against them. So that, of course, is the reason why you typically don't see nuclear warfare, as the leaders of the countries, or they call themselves leaders, I don't believe they're leaders, but these politicians don't want to perish, and ultimately they don't want to wake up in a world where they don't get to have all the nice things that they have. I mean, if there's a nuclear holocaust, they're not going to be riding around in limos and enjoying the good life anymore, because the food will be contaminated and they're going to have to live in an underground bunker. So to some extent, there are some sort of built-in human protections against having a nuclear blast happening here in the United States. But these guys are pretty much there's really not much else besides their own desire for living a nice life that would prevent them from doing it. If they could get away with it, if they could get away with dropping bombs on people, then they would. And they do. They drop all kinds of regular bombs on people, just thankfully not the nuclear type. And, of course, I don't support dropping any bombs in general. Thanks, Chandler, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we can continue to discuss this issue with antibacterial soaps. There's more to the story from The Guardian, and you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Is this why we need government? This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the live Sunday edition, Hour 3 on the way.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.